Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Duke Health, offering food, medication delivery, and transportation to communities hardest hit by COVID-19. It's all through a special partnership with North Carolina agencies and 16 community-based organizations. Learn more about Duke's COVID-19 response at dukehealth.org.
This is Tested from WUNC, a look at how we're responding to the day's challenges in North Carolina and the South. I'm Leonida Inge. What you're hearing is an original beat from a new friend of mine, Devin DeWalt. He's better known as Deviant Sounds. He came up with this beat while at home trying to be upbeat during a trying time. It's called Soul Food. I met Deviant at the Beats and Bars Festival in Durham, North Carolina. The piano player and beat maker says he's been able to compose some of his most creative work during the pandemic.
Music is a way to communicate. It's a real language, and it really is important. I do a lot of advocacy now, trying to get into it for like mental health and things like that. And this is something that's super huge in that field because a lot of people don't know how to express themselves through words and traditional means, especially not now with the way that society and socialism is going. And so music is becoming more and more important to kind of be able to connect people who don't know how to connect anymore. And so that's really important to me.
We about to go ahead and get it started. We got my boy Deviant Sounds coming up.
A pandemic can't stop a groove. We know that for a fact. How many of us checked out Club Quarantine with DJ D Nice on Instagram? Even First Lady Michelle Obama was among the millions who caught his set and tried to dance away the COVID blues.
Now let's
The One Human Family Choir is based in Durham. For this pandemic performance, they were recorded one at a time in order to follow social distancing rules, and then edited together to make music. The choir is featured in a short film called Now Let Us Sing. Kara Williams is the choir director. Here she is in the film, trying to do her best to direct members virtually.
When we're having virtual rehearsals, because of the latency in the technology, we can't sing together. It's a hot mess. Go back to one. Shout. Two. Shout. Shout. Shout, shout, shout. Shout. Okay, so you can't watch me because I'm going to throw you off because there's a delay from when you see me and when you hear me, right?
Okay,
all right. Everybody's muted. So it's a different experience. It's like singing into a vacuum. We can't hear each other, so we can't feed off of each other. We can't feel each other's energy. Almost. Don't be afraid. Ba, 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 da, da, da.
This slice of pandemic life is told through the eyes of Dilsey Davis, a filmmaker in Durham and a co-founder of the choir. Music and singing in choirs has always been a part of her life, until life as we knew it came to a halt.
During the pandemic, because suddenly the choir, the choir that I sang with, One Human Family, we weren't able to sing together because singing during the pandemic together, as you know, could have been a death sentence, right? It's a matter of life or death. And so singing in particular is really challenging, not just, you know, talking. But so when that ended and that wasn't there, there was a period of time where there was just this silence. And I didn't really, and then I was really kind of depressed.
I'm trying to think of how to get into this conversation because I know music has meant a lot to me during this time, especially these, you know, 12 plus months of living in a pandemic. I think I've listened to CDs and started dancing to music that I probably would not have danced to. I'm a big Doja Cat fan now. And, you know, and I'm like, wow. But it's really helped me keep going. It's really helped me focus. And it's also helped me not feel alone, you know, especially when I'm working from home. So I was very impressed with Now Let Us Sing. And the reason why it touched me is because you were just, you know, you vividly explain not just what music meant to you and what was going on in the world around us, but what happened when you didn't have music and how that made you feel.
I think sometimes you don't realize what you are missing or what's a part of your life until it's not there. And I think that that's when I really started examining, okay, why am I not as happy, you know, because, and the thing for me is like, I've, like many people growing up listening to music, my dad was big in the Beatles and Simon and Garfunkel. I can probably tell you every lyric to a Simon and Garfunkel song, but my mom was into spirituals and Motown, but I really, through the church, got into singing, right? And it was just really over the years and through college, and it was just an opportunity for community, and it just brought me so much joy, particularly choral singing. But the choral singing helped me to sing outside of that, right? Outside of just singing with the choirs and stuff. But, you know, my kids love music too, and I just really wasn't, I think because I was just overwhelmed with everything going on with the pandemic and have the kids at home and trying to work from home. And so the thing that I lost in the process was singing.
When you think about, say, the music that you don't hear, you know, say in your home, and a lot of us even working at home, so we're not going outside of the home. So, you know, sometimes it's that singular voice, like maybe it's just your voice or maybe your kids, like you said, but you were missing something else. It was the sound of, I guess the community of all the voices in your choir. That was a major loss. And how did it make you feel when you found out, wait a minute, everybody in my choir is saying the same thing that I'm saying?
I didn't understand the impact it was having, not on just myself, but on the other people who weren't able to get together to sing, and how much just that sense of community that happens through communal singing, you know, is amplified, I guess, if that's one way to put it, like just the ability of multiple voices coming together and sounding almost, you know, trying to come together and blend, and how that just creates a completely different sound than your voice alone. And it just, for me, is just, it's symbolic of trying to work together for change, that it's better when you can do it with many people. But it was also just the power of the collective voice, you know. I just, and when some of the choir members, they were like, what are we going to do? How are we going to make this happen? And it was like, well, how can we make this happen? And so then, of course, we were trying Zoom, and we tried to make it work on Zoom. And as you know, Zoom and trying to sing at the same time, it doesn't work. It doesn't work well, but we made the best of it, because part of it was just, even if you had to mute yourself and be in space, singing in this, you know, this digital environment, it still was better than being alone, right? And trying to do it. You were singing in a space, but you knew you were singing with other people. And we saw, and that made a difference for me, just to be in that space with everybody. And we're singing and trying to learn. I mean, it was definitely a challenge, but it was the next best thing that we could do. Through this virtual music process, we can then blend those voices together to create that choral, to be able to create that choral sound.
You said earlier that, you know, you felt depressed. I mean, you know, I guess not having, I guess, music in your life, not just that, but just what was going on around in the world. How do you feel now? I mean, when will your choir actually come together in person and perform?
Yeah, so we actually did have some in-person gatherings, just because, you know, Zoom is great, but you know, you miss being in that real experience with people. So the safest thing for us to do was to actually go to a farm where we could spread out and still be together and kind of, you know, do it in a COVID safe environment. So we have done that. We are planning. We took the month of July off. We took some time off, and but we're figuring out how to get together back in person again. And we're going to start doing that. And we are planning to start singing again together as long as it remains, long as things are going the way they are with the pandemic. We are planning to sing together our hopes. What we are planning is, and here in Durham, we are planning a Race Unity weekend in October and trying to work in community with other folk. And so that's kind of our next big project that we're going to be doing together.
And what about your mental health?
I think the pandemic has taken a huge toll on a lot of people. I don't think I recognized how challenging it was for me and how depressed I was. I mean, it took a while for me to really understand, because you get so busy with the kids and you get so busy with so many different things and trying to work and just kind of get through life that you don't necessarily realize just how in the dumps you are. And I would say that, you know, I got back to the music, the choir. We are singing together. I'm singing at home still. And I'm so excited about where we're going with the music and that we can get back together. That right now, I would say I'm doing really well. My hope is that we'll, you know, things with the pandemic will continue in this direction so that we can, you know, not have to have any reservations in terms of singing together.
You notice I didn't ask you to sing anything. I was trying to be, you know, cordial.
Yeah, there's a song that I'm not in the spot like right here. We'll have to see what it sounds like. But there is a it's a prayer actually from the Baha'i writings that says, "Oh God, refresh and gladden my spirit." And that was something that I sang a lot, you know, when I was feeling down. "Oh God, refresh and gladden my spirit. Purify my heart. Illumine my powers. I lay all of my affairs in thy hand. Thou art my guide and my refuge. I will no longer be sorrowful and grieved. I will be a happy and joyful being. I will no longer be full of anxiety."
Dilsey Davis is a filmmaker in Durham. Her recent short film, Now Let Us Sing, was selected by the Hindsight Project, illuminating the work of six Black, Indigenous, and people of color filmmakers in the South. Now Let Us Sing will be available July 29th on realsouth.org, pbs.org, and on the PBS app.
"Thou art more a friend to me than I am to myself. I dedicate myself to thee. I dedicate myself to thee. I dedicate myself to thee."
Latina to Latina is a show that highlights women who are blazing a trail for the rest of us in business, entertainment, technology, literature, science, and every other area of our society. Host Alicia Menendez lets you listen in on intimate conversations with some of the most fascinating Latinas in the country. Women like workers' rights icon Dolores Huerta, television star Gina Torres, UN President Maria Espinosa Garces, Birchbox CEO Katia Beauchamp, and In the Heights playwright Kiara Alegria Hudis. Find Latina to Latina wherever you get your podcasts, and visit latinatolatina.com for more.
What shape has grief taken in your life? I'm Nina Freelon. On any given day, I want to evict grief or embrace her. But mostly, I want to understand this powerful shapeshifter. Join me for Great Grief, a new podcast from WUNC with music and stories that explore loss. Learn more at greatgrief.com.
Cue up a sad song. One year ago, during the pandemic, my mother died of pancreatic cancer. We kept Sandra Jean in home hospice, where we hoped she would be most comfortable. But her bed quickly became a throne from which she could order her subjects to work. That woman had us running. Her oatmeal was too soupy, her lemonade wasn't sweet enough, and her vegetables weren't seasoned well. But a calm came across the room when music was playing. She often listened to gospel great Yolanda Adams in the mornings before transitioning to the suave Johnny Mathis. And then one day, before the pandemic hit, Big Bend Hospice in Tallahassee, Florida, sent over Susan Dressler with her guitar. She is a hospice and palliative music therapist.
Do you want to hear Where Have All the Flowers Gone?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, that's a pretty
one. You like that one?
Mm-hmm. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago.
My mother slowly laid back in her bed, closed her eyes, chin up, as in concert, and began to hum along.
When will they ever learn?
Now that was a special visit, a memory I return to when I think of all the ways music got me through dark times. That's it for this episode of Test It. Will Michaels helped produce this episode. Special thanks to Lindsay Foster Thomas, who, like me, always has a good soundtrack to life playing. I'm Leonida Inge. Thanks for listening.